Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Furry.
That would be a little weird.
Yeah, wouldn't it? That one caught me off guard. It's like, Furry, Mississippi.
They do have albino squirrels, and those are, the coffee itself isn't furry, but
yeah. You know,
squirrels are.
Squirrels are furry. Yeah, that's a good point.
Might work.
I'll give you a dollar if you can guess where Furry is.
Oh, I have no clue.
Okay.
Pine Belt somewhere?
No, it is in the Delta. It's between Sunflower and Moorhead.
Oh, God. Lee Battelle.
Lee Battelle. No,
actually, it's Furry.
It's Furry. It's Fury.
You idiots.
On Highway 3.
I guarantee you Lee has been through there.
I guarantee like Lee has an ex-girlfriend there.
I can see that.
He's been there before. He's made his mark. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Pip Printing and Signs, reliable service for every business need. It's a great slogan, but let's make it a lot easier for you to understand. Your business has a message. You want to get that message out? Enter Pip Printing and Signs. 30 years of experience. Go to their website, pipridgeland.com, to get a better idea of what I'm talking about, of everything they can do to put your business on the map. And if your business is already on the map, to keep you there, to keep customers walking in the door, keep them happy and satisfied. You've got a message to get to your customers, let Pip Printing and Signs send it out for you. Call Cam Baker today at 601-499-5216. Tell him you heard about him on Thunder and Lightning. When you need printing, call Pip today. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. You need new gear, all right? Those Banner M polos, they got to go. And it's October now. So the holidays are coming. It's time to start thinking about what you're going to get Dad, what you're going to get Mom for Christmas. Head to College Corner for the perfect gift for every Mississippi State fan. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant. The best lunch, the best dinner, the best Sunday brunch in town. It's all under one roof at Restaurant Tyler. When you eat at Restaurant Tyler, that is the special occasion. You don't need a special occasion to say we're going to Restaurant Tyler. You just go to Restaurant Tyler and boom, you're having a special occasion. And the special occasion is a great, great meal. For lunch, for dinner, for Sunday brunch, whenever you're hungry, you need to make a move and head over to Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide. Let them show you not only where they're located, but how they're going to help you invest, manage your money, and prepare for a future. Guys, nowadays, you got a question about your money, you don't want to be on hold. Who has time to be on hold? Who has time to wait around? You want to be able to ask a question and get an answer? You can do that with Priority One Bank. They provide the different level of service that you are looking for from your bank, from the people who manage your money. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Try to stay in my chair for this show here today, Robbie. As we are here for Wednesday, so that means it's Rumblings Day, which, of course, is brought to you by the good folks over at Superior Catfish. You don't need Robbie and I to tell you how good Superior Catfish is. We've been telling you, we've been around this state, we've gone to all these different places, and we are telling you that Superior Catfish is the best. And now you don't have to take our word for it. You can try it for yourself. Order online, store.superiorcatfish.com, and they can ship it right to your door. Plus, what is this right here? Oh, listen to this. Oh, it's this week though. Why didn't they give me any more notice? I gotta get on Brent. Now you gotta tell these things, but here I'll say it off. This weekend, the first ever Superior Catfish Cookout, Friday, October the 4th in downtown Macon. Bring your best Superior Catfish recipe for fried, baked, broiled, blackened, or appetizer to win prizes. Setup begins at noon in downtown Macon. Dishes due to the judges by 6 p.m. There's an entry link right there on SuperiorCatfish.com. I mean, why am I not a judge for this?
You and I should both be judges.
We should both. How are we not there?
I don't know what happened.
Brent, I'm going to have some words with you. I just go ahead and let you know, if you're listening, you're going to be hearing from me later today about why I was not invited to be a judge for the Superior Catfish Cook-Off. Well, you've got time. Get your entries in. $25 entry fee. And you can, excuse me, you can enjoy a fun day in Macon, Mississippi this weekend. There's catfish, and then there's Superior Catfish.
You know, before we get into the rumblings real quick.
Yeah.
I've talked to several people that have no affiliation. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just, they know me or whatever, and they, you know, they've heard us talk about Superior or whatever. And they've begun asking restaurants what catfish they serve.
It's a revolution, guys.
People used to tell me, if it's not blank, then you got the wrong catfish company.
Yeah.
And I've told people before, no, I promise you, this is the best catfish
it is.
Out there.
It absolutely is.
And if you put this in a blind taste against everything else in the state of Mississippi and elsewhere, I promise you Superior Catfish will win.
There you go.
The best of the best.
All right, let's jump into the rumblings. As we mentioned today, with today being Wednesday, let's see who's got our first question today. Where is the start? Here we go. Caleb Goddard has our first question. Do we have permission to live outside the maroon bubble for just this 1 week? All right. If you want to step a foot outside this week, I will allow it. I will continue to update the conditions outside the maroon bubble because I do have to live outside it. It's part of my job.
If Ole Miss loses on Saturday, Brian will
I will him. I will issue a maroon bubble advisory from the National Maroon Bubble Center here in the Starkville studios of Supertalk Mississippi. I will issue an advisory to let you know what it looks like outside. Okay.
If it's 14-0 South Carolina on Saturday, Brian will be issuing.
Good Lord, if that's the final score
in the first quarter.
Oh, okay. I was about to say. Okay, it's like if they win 14-0, I got a lot of questions about how that game went. Caleb Goddard, what is the best cheesecake y'all have ever eaten? I'm gonna bet you're gonna vote for your wife's cheesecake.
It's up there.
Yeah.
That would be the cookies and cream, or I guess you call it Oreo.
Oreo, yeah.
But basically, cookies and cream. That is my all-time favorite.
Okay,
by far.
My friend Alex, who you know, she makes me a cheesecake every year on my birthday. Very good. Very good. The strawberry one was probably the best one that she made me. At a restaurant, Dickie Brennan Steakhouse in New Orleans, their chocolate cheesecake. Now, it's a chocolate cheesecake. So it's cheesecake, but it's also chocolate at the same time. It's not like a cheesecake that has chocolate in it. It's chocolate cheesecake.
Yeah.
Really good. Really good.
That cheesecake that we had at Bob's, or what was the steakhouse in Dallas? Was it Bob's?
Bob's.
That was pretty good. The peach.
Really good. Oh, yeah, with the peaches. Yeah, that was good. That was good.
I should have spent more time on that.
But that was good, but it didn't touch the bread pudding and the chocolate brownie sundae deal. Peanut butter.
Oh, no.
It was good.
But that's why
there were three desserts on the table. It was clearly number three.
I could not pull myself away from that.
Me and Paul were like, you need to try this bread pudding. And you're like, all right, I'll try it.
I couldn't pull myself away from that peanut butter, ice cream, whatever.
So good. Brick Thomas wants our World Series prediction. As long as it's not the Dodgers, I don't care. I just don't care. As long as it's not the Dodgers. Anyone, literally anyone but the Dodgers. You know what?
I want to say the Yankees.
You're a Yankees fan. I'll go with the Yankees.
At this point, I have no trust in them in the postseason.
I love Joel Coleman, so the Braves can win it. That's fine. I love John Sokoloff and Theo DeRosa. The Phillies can win it. That's fine by me.
As much as I hate to say it, I think I could see the Astros coming out of
the
American League.
I don't have a huge problem with the Astros.
I hate them.
I know you do, yeah.
In the Phillies. I want the Phillies to win. If it's not the Yankees, I want the Phillies to win for John Sokoloff.
I think the Orioles are the most fun team, though. Because they have all these young players. And I love Westberg.
I don't know about them long-term in this thing, but we'll see. Jordan Westberg versus three Mississippi State players starting today.
Yeah.
In the American League wild card.
Brick, we love you here on the show, but this is one of your dumb questions. This is a dumb question coming up here. Assuming State beats UMass, would you rather only beat Arkansas and Ole Miss or only beat Mizzou and Texas A&M? I mean, what on earth are we talking about here?
Yeah, that would be...
It's an easy choice.
Obviously, Arkansas and Ole Miss.
Yeah, there's not even a moment of hesitation. You absolutely... If State could...
I think 99% of the fan base would take
100%.
That.
I mean, unless you just have an unnatural hatred for A&M or Missouri for some reason.
Texas dog might enter the fray.
Yeah, he might. But even he would be like, hey, beating Ole Miss would... I mean, I don't know what they're going to do between now and then. I'm just going to make the assumption they'll lose to Georgia, right? But let's say they don't lose any other games. Beating them would knock them out of the playoff.
Yes.
So, yeah, you would absolutely take that.
Beating them at any... Even if they end up going 5-7,
mm-hmm.
It would be sweet for Mississippi State fans.
Oh, even if they, you only win those games, you're 4-8. Who cares? Yeah. You beat Ole Miss, yeah. Ford Polk, if Ole Miss didn't exist, what SEC school would you hate the most? Mine is Georgia. I don't want to monopolize my time in the rumblings, but I wanted to tell you why. You don't have to read it, but I figure I'd enlighten you all to why I hate Georgia the most. We'll go through this. I went to the game in 2017. I was there as well. Where we got blown away, and while we were tailgating with other Georgia fans that are part of our family, we basically had to fist fight our way up to the stadium. Several other Mississippi State fans that we were with got in fights as we went up there because of the vile behavior they had towards us. Never seen anything like it. Spit on, drinks dumped on, etc. My aunt had on her keychain the tiniest of cowbells, and they told her she couldn't take it in the stadium. They made her throw it in the trash on the way out. It was my great-great-great-grandmother's. My grandfather dumped every single trash can outside as we were leaving to find that cowbell, and he found it. Well, there you go. I've been to the Grove 3 or 4 times for the Egg Bowl and welcome with open arms. I'll never go back. Man, that's rough. That's odd. I've never had an issue with Georgia.
Me neither.
LSU is my choice.
Yes.
Because I've had situations like that.
Yep. Which is crazy because if I had to pick a team in the SEC to cheer for, it'd be LSU.
That's the other side of that coin, right?
I
would be a great LSU fan. I'd be a lot fatter.
Fatter. I could handle being an LSU fan. Yeah.
That LSU fan. Everybody would be like, oh, it's that guy. Like, wearing like a tiger striped polo and purple gym shorts.
Yeah.
Walking around, you know, any second about to have cardiac failure.
Or like some purple and gold overalls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would be you.
I'd be, yeah.
You'd be out there like with the giant bowl, like cooking. Like
with the boat paddle?
Absolutely. Yeah, you'd be cooking like jambalaya.
Yeah. Go Tigers! That'd be me, yeah. All right. Steve Moorman, have you checked out Wise Guy on Max yet? It's David Chase's 2-episode documentary on the making of The Sopranos. Definitely worth the watch. You've seen it.
I have not seen it. Yeah,
okay. Neither one of us seen it. We need to watch this.
So here's the guy you would be.
You got the LSU fan?
Yes.
Okay. Am I that guy?
His name is Stale Cracker.
And it's, I know who Stale Cracker is.
He cooks.
Yeah.
That would be you.
While you wait, you hydrate. Yes.
So he's somehow gotten to my algorithm on Instagram, and he's
hilarious.
Love the dude.
Now you know there's a problem.
What?
He's acting. That's not really what he talks like.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I keep doing this to you. I got you yesterday, too.
I mean, I could see him.
But he is Cajun, though. He is Cajun. He is cooking out there.
I could see him putting on a little bit.
You could see. Yeah, I could see myself stirring a 100-gallon tub of jambalaya, though. I could absolutely do it.
Is he acting 100%, or is it just like a wrestling character?
I think he's just accentuating his own personality.
Yeah, see, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Because I can tell he's still pretty Cajun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Alex Douglas, rank these ways to drink a Coke. Can, 2-liter, plastic bottle, fountain, glass bottle. I'm glad you asked this question, Alex. I have strong thoughts. Glass bottle Coke is the best Coke.
Mm-hmm.
Not even close, right?
Not close. When that thing's cold.
It's the best. Fountain is second best.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you can get it from McDonald's.
Yep.
And that's a
scientifically... And I hate McDonald's, but...
It's a scientifically proven fact. Their fountain drinks are better. Can is third.
Yes.
Out of the can. Plastic bottle is fourth. 2-liter Coke is the worst, right?
Absolutely.
Because you get a plastic 20-ounce Coke, you're just drinking it, right? 2-liter, you're going to drink part of it, pour it in a glass over ice, and then put it back. It's just not good. Not good. That's the way it
goes. I have so many bad memories of 2-liter Cokes at church.
Yes.
We'd have like all the Cokes lined up in the kitchen, and then we'd pour a Coke. It had been, you know, one kid would like leave the top off, wouldn't screw it on well enough. Like, they always went flat within like 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Two liter sodas are terrible.
Yes, awful.
If you have like a birthday party or something and you're having like pizza,
mm-hmm.
it's fine. But I would much prefer, like, the canned drinks in that situation. But if you're going to drink that 2 liter in a sitting, like when I used to get, when I used to have like some friends over, we'd order pizza from Papa John's. I would get a 2 liter Pepsi.
Yeah.
And we would go through that 2 liter Pepsi.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Then you're okay.
That's fine.
But if you put it back in the fridge, no, no good.
You have to screw that thing as tight as possible to hold in that carbonation.
Yeah. True or false, you can only use a fast food restaurant's condiments at that specific fast food restaurant, otherwise it throws off the taste. Example, Chick-fil-A garlic herb ranch can only be used at Chick-fil-A. Zaxby's sauce can only be used at Zaxby's. I got to be honest with you. I have never had a sauce from one restaurant.
Never done it.
I've never done it, so I don't know the answer to this.
That would, I think, because that would blow my mind. Like, if I use the barbecue sauce from McDonald's for the Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets.
Yeah, I don't know that would work.
Because I think your mind's conditioned to taste that a certain way.
Yes.
It would absolutely throw it off.
So let's say true. Let's say true.
Good going, Alex.
Yeah. Mason Welch, college football or the NFL, in your opinion, which is better? College football is 100 times more exciting than the NFL, but the quality of football is 100 times better than the NFL. There is no, as the worst team in the NFL is a million times better than the worst team in college football.
Yes.
Like, who's the worst team in the NFL right now? It might be the Dolphins after the Tua injury, but the Panthers. We'll just say them, right?
Panthers would probably be the answer.
The Panthers would beat Akron 250-0.
The Panthers would beat Alabama.
They would beat Alabama. They would beat the best team in college football.
Yes.
I'm just saying, like, worst to worst.
Yeah,
Then best to best, the Chiefs playing Alabama is still going to be about 100-0.
Yeah.
So it's just, yeah. But college football is more exciting.
Well, the way I explain it is the NFL is a better product in that you're going to get the percentage of games that are competitive are significantly higher than what you get in college football because of the range of, you know, in college football you have so many different levels and talent and things like that. The NFL, because of the draft and all that, everybody's fairly equal. Even the worst team and the best team, there's great pro players on the worst team. In college football realm, the passion is significantly higher.
Well, part of that is, like, I went to Mississippi State. You went to Mississippi State. I am not. I have no connection to the New Orleans Saints other than I cheer for them.
Yeah,
but like I went to school there. Like I've been on the campus. I have a part of that in me. So that's part of the reason that the passion is so much greater.
I think
greater.
People are just tied to the university in a stronger way than they are. Like, because think about all the people going to NFL games that are at the game just for the experience of going to an NFL game. They really don't have a tie to the teams, anything like that. Mm-hmm. And that happens in college too. But for the most part, the majority of the fans at the college football game are there to see their team win.
Right.
And that's how it is in the NFL too, but the percentages are much lower. There's more people there that are there just for fun.
People who are sitting in skyboxes at pro games a lot of times are just there for the event.
Yep.
Whereas if you bought a college skybox, you are filling it with people who love that city at school. Yeah, I agree.
So the answer is, to me, the NFL is a better product, on-the-field product.
Mm-hmm.
The college football is more passionate.
Yeah. Sidelines, Hail State, ask us, would you rather know every inch of the earth and what creatures we haven't discovered, or know that there are aliens out there that may want to destroy us? I would like to know that there are aliens out there.
I already know that there's aliens out there.
Well, I think there are aliens out there. I don't know it.
There are.
I mean, I believe you.
I feel confident there is another being
confident.
From another planet.
I agree, but I don't have definitive proof.
I don't know if they want to kill us all, take over Earth, or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to know that.
Yeah.
If Earth is going to be destroyed, I want it to happen when you and I are sitting here, and in a split second, we're burned alive.
Oh, yeah.
Dead.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to know that.
I literally want to go like this. What's that? And then I'm dead.
Yeah, dead. That's fine.
Yeah.
I would love to know what other creatures there are. I wouldn't want to go discover them myself.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't want to go
into the Marianas Trench. Ah! Yeah.
I wouldn't want to go into, you know, go find the Loch Ness Monster at the bottom of the ocean.
The Loch Ness Monster!
I wouldn't want to deal with that.
One time I gave him about Tree Fitty.
Tree Fitty.
Lord, he was angry.
Yeah, I would rather know what creatures are on Earth. Which, by the way, if you've ever been to Choctaw...
That's billions of names.
If you've ever been to Choctaw County, that's where I live right now, I see new insects and animals that I've never seen before.
Seen a chupacabra?
I have not seen a chupacabra, but I have seen, like... It was really freaky one day. I looked outside, and there was, like, a coyote out there. That if you've ever seen, like, a coyote that has, like, the mange or whatever, whatever it is, it was freaky looking. And then I saw a fox... Their coat changes colors with the season.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this fox. I might have already mentioned this on here. I apologize. But I saw this fox. I was staying outside on my porch at like 10 p.m. And I see this thing walk by like my fireplace in the back porch.
Mm-hmm.
Like bushy tail. And it was gray.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what the heck was that? Like it just was out the corner of my eye. And it turns around, we lock eyes, and then it darts off, stops, and begins barking at me. And that freaked me out.
Yeah.
I went inside. But I called my dog over to me, and we went inside immediately. So I've seen some things I haven't seen. I've not seen a fox that was gray before.
Yeah.
So it kind of freaked me out.
Hmm.
And if you ever heard those things bark, or they do this like kind of a siren sound, it's almost like like what you would think a mermaid would sound like.
Yeah.
That's what that sounded like in the woods. It sounded like someone was being murdered.
We have coyotes sometimes in our neighborhood. They'll pass through sometimes.
Y'all have some wild animals out there.
I've had some deer.
I've heard deer.
One time I was driving along and this dog just blew past me. I was like, that dog was hauling. And I looked again. I was like, that was a coyote. So...
And, like, you have to be weary of your animals.
I nearly hit a deer one time coming down Montgomery Street. I was at Montgomery and Gillespie. I mean, right in the middle of town.
Yeah.
Deer just darts out. I was like, what on earth? Where were you? Where were you, bro?
They're getting really brave.
I saw one. I took my kids when they were little to Sutteth to play. When I think Aislinn was actually in school there. So, like, one Sunday, they were like, let's go to the playground. I was like, yeah, okay. So, I took them up there, and there was a deer up there. And I was just like,
yeah,
what's going on? All right. Also, sidelines, Hail State. What would be your greatest uniform combination build for Mississippi State going forward? All right. It's real complicated. Here we go. Maroon helmet, maroon jersey, white pants. Done. Preferably interlocking MSU.
You like the maroon on maroon.
That is Mississippi State's uniform. Right? That was always their uniform, and then one day we decided to change it. By the way, I was thinking about something you said the other day about uniforms. You're telling me that I didn't like the white helmets because I have the association with Kroom.
Mm-hmm.
You're wrong. I'll tell you why.
With Cheryl.
I didn't like them ever. Like the first state wore white. Jackie in 2001, state wore maroon helmets or wore maroon jerseys, white helmets for the first game. I thought it looked terrible.
I love the white helmets on road uniforms.
The all whites I can live with, but at home, never white helmets, never.
I'm going to have a controversial take. I like the gray pants.
I like the gray pants. It's not controversial at all.
I think it is for some people.
Okay. But this is what's bothering me. Mississippi State's uniform through the years has always been maroon helmet, maroon jersey, white pants, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is going to be October the 19th before you can possibly see that.
Yeah.
And say we'll have played seven or six games and
the
not...
The uni combinations have been strange.
And I'll be honest with you. They're playing A&M that day. I won't be surprised if there's some odd thing where they wear white helmets because they don't want to let A&M, you know. I just won't be surprised.
I don't understand the uniform combinations. I don't understand why they can't use the interlocking.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things I don't understand.
Working for the Weekend asks, is there any scenario that you foresee Creed being on the team next year? If so, what's the percent likelihood? Zero. I say zero.
No, I think he's gone.
Yeah, I agree with that. Also from the Working for the Weekend, would you rather have to say ding at every floor every time you ride an elevator, or have to give an emphatic Ric Flair woo anytime someone compliments your clothing? I do that anyway. I'm already doing that. So
you do the ding?
No, I do the woo. Somebody says, oh, that's a nice shirt. Woo, I look great today.
I would probably do the woo.
I would absolutely do the woo. That's 100%. Let's do one more here, and then we'll go to the break. I mean, how long have we talking? Not that long, but we're rolling through these. J.B. Holloway, ever notice that when Lane Kiffin decides to poke the bear, troll an opponent or another coach, maybe even a reporter, he ends up losing? He is 0-2 lifetime when he has trolled John Sokoloff.
He is.
Yeah.
I wish John would have asked him the other day if he could get his visor after that game.
Yeah, I would have laughed. Also, I caught my wife in the bedroom listening to Thunder and Lightning. Okay. You guys are awesome. Keep up the good work. Mrs. Holloway, we love you. Appreciate you tuning in.
Women love us.
Some women love us.
Some, yeah.
Some
that's
women.
True.
Not all. All right.
A lot of wives and girlfriends despise us.
Yes. Or they at least, they're like, oh, it's you.
They're just annoyed.
Yeah.
That they have to listen to this. But the, I've
sorry
been told,
for being awesome.
I've been told by several women, and they've relayed it through people in my life too, that they love Thunder and Lightning.
Yeah. I know I know three women that are daily listeners to this podcast. You know two of them.
Yes.
The two of the three that I know, that you know. My friend Alex Watson.
Yep.
Daily listener. Our friend Melissa Caldwell. Daily
yes,
listener.
Absolutely.
And then we got a new one. My wife's friend Robin.
Yeah.
She is now a daily listener.
Let's go.
So she gets her steps in while listening to us.
We are tilting the percentages
balance. Yeah. We're like, now it's 97-3.
There we go.
Colton Watson. Colton, what the hell, man? Took you long enough.
Yeah.
Halfway through the process here.
10 questions before we get to Colton.
Rank these coaches in terms of how funny what's happening to them and their programs is. Kiffin, Freeze, Napier, and Norvell. Freeze is the easy number one.
Yes.
It's hilarious watching his program flounder.
Well, it's just the fact that like he really does not deserve good things.
Right.
I mean, I hate to say it like that.
But no, you're right. You're correct.
The guy falling back forward into an SEC job, he doesn't deserve this.
The Cohen factor plays a role in how funny it is, too. Kiffin is second. I don't have anything against Norvell. I like Norvell. I think he's a good coach. So we'll go Napier third just because he's so blah.
And also, he was like holding out for better jobs and stuff. Like he was too good for Mississippi State.
Too good for South Carolina.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm fine with him.
He's third, and then Norvell fourth. What games the rest of the season have the potential for the most hilarious results, and why? Okay, I'll give you a couple. You got one this weekend with Ole Miss South Carolina.
Yes.
That's potentially a hilarious result. Also, Ole Miss Arkansas, potentially hilarious result.
Because that's a potentially hilarious game.
Correct. This weekend also, Florida at UCF, potentially hilarious result.
Yes.
Texas hosting Kentucky. What if Texas is undefeated when they play Kentucky? Kentucky could go in there, and that could be funny. Oklahoma, Maine, because you got to watch out for Maine. They will get you.
Welcome to the SEC.
They will get
you. Where
you
lose to Maine.
Yeah. Auburn.
Oklahoma, Maine.
Oh, no. Here's a good one. Auburn hosts Vanderbilt on November 2nd. Diego Pavia returns to the scene of the crime.
Please.
That's one for sure. For sure. Texas at Arkansas. Late November,
yeah,
that could have a little bit
Southwest
of,
Conference
yeah.
showdown.
Yeah, and then is there anyone else that just really stands out to me? That's a good number. That's a good number.
Yeah.
All right, last one here from Colton. Then we'll do the break. There's a lack of investment in the final score of state games and overall resignation that your team just isn't going to do much this year. Make games like Bama UGA that much more enjoyable. No. I get the same amount of enjoyment from college football when state's good and state's bad. I love college football. If state was undefeated, if state had beaten Texas on Saturday, hell, I'll be honest with you, if state had beaten Texas on Saturday in the situation they're in, I would have been flying high. So, no.
They wouldn't even let you on sports talk.
Oh, if state had won on Saturday, I would have been like, you know what? You just take the day off. We're good. We're good. Then we would have missed out on me, you know. I got injured.
You did.
I got injured. Had a leg
injury.
Put your
back in.
Yeah, I was able to overcome it pretty quickly. I'm just built different, I guess.
You are.
So, all right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, or if you're eating out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. So buy some steaks to cook them up for yourself, or head to one of our great steakhouses across the state of Mississippi. Whichever choice you make, you're supporting Mississippi farmers every step of the way. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats on the heart of the cotton, in the heart of the cotton district is the place to find, well, it's going to be the place to find Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk in about an hour, I would say. But other than that, it's the place to find smoked Southern soul food. And when you do, you're going to be a happy, happy camper. So,
happy, anytime, happy, joy, joy.
Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. I'm going to have happy, happy, joy, joy. When I'm going to go eat some pork rind nachos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And you can have whatever
Daddy
you want.
Deeds.
Also, if you want to have a, you know, fancy sandwich could be an AC/DC song. She had a fancy sandwich. And, you know, it's a euphemism, but you see what I'm getting at.
Yes.
You see what I'm getting at. I would listen to AC/DC's hit song, Fancy Sandwich. I'm just saying. That's why you have to go over to the older brother and enjoy food. If you want to grab a great meal, just go to the Cotton District, and you got to make a choice. You can go to the two brothers, you can go to the older brother. Both are going to be awesome. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems, and they've been doing it now for 50 years. 50.
50.
50. When you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. If you need a copier, a printer, anything like that, computers, laptops, they've got you covered. But then when you need service, that's when they really stand out and shine. Because they know, you know, stuff goes wrong with those products, it happens. Are you going to have to wait a week to 10 days to get it fixed? Are you going to have to be on hold for 45 minutes to get somebody out there? Or are you going to be able to make one phone call and, you know, 24 hours later, you're back up and running? I think the choice there is obvious. Let Advantage Business Systems be that business for you. 601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Before you go to the games this fall, make sure you make a stop at Maroon & Co. Anytime you're in Starkville and you need Mississippi State gear, Maroon & Co. is the place to shop. Also, you can shop online, maroonandco.com, and check out their incredible selection that nobody else in the city or in the state has. And we'll save you a little money. Thunder15 is the promo code, 15% off any regular price purchase. Some exclusions do apply. Before you go to the games, let's go to Maroon & Co. Brad McWhorter wants to know, after the game Saturday, we see any state player worthy of a defensive playmaker? I mean, they gave up 500 yards and 35 points. I think no. Nobody's there yet.
We're not ready to make that determination yet.
There you go. Brogan
we're
Fairchild.
Still separated. We're not ready to move back into the house.
Yes. Brogan Fairchild, any idea where I can buy a Mississippi State women's soccer hat like James Armstrong wears? I looked around and can't find one. Brogan, I'm going to tweet at Coach Armstrong right now.
Didn't they have the other day, or maybe they are now, like at the games, they have a store
they
for
might,
soccer
but
stuff?
That should be able to be purchased online, too, so we'll see. What candy or sweet treat brings you back to your childhood? Twizzlers? I haven't had Twizzlers in a
Butterfinger
while.
Butterfinger BBs.
We talked about that last week.
We did.
Those, for sure. Butter pecan ice cream. That's a very old person flavor. My mom still buys it. I never buy butter pecan though. They have it in the press box.
My friend and I used to make you have like the ice cream floats.
Yeah.
My friend and I used to make one with the purple drink, with like the I guess it would be kind of like Fanta or whatever.
Yeah,
purple,
Fanta grape, grape, whatever. Yeah, or new grape, yeah, or whatever.
We used to make that.
With vanilla ice cream?
Yes.
How is that? That sounds interesting.
Really good.
I haven't had an ice cream float in forever. A Coke float?
Oh, gosh. So good, man.
I might do that this weekend.
Yes.
I wonder if it would be okay with a Coke Zero, but I don't know. We'll see. Don Collins, the contemptible, the scoundrel, the scalawag, Don Collins. Is Lebby altering his offense last Saturday, more 2018 Jomo doing it for one game before going back to his way, or Mullen 09 putting in the wishbone trying to scratch and claw his way to six wins? I guess, Don, we have to wait till this next game to see. Because if they're playing Georgia, similar situation, you're on the road against a top five team. If they go out there and they play pedal to the metal and they're just going with great tempo, we know it was just a one-time deal. But if they go out there and they slow it down again, then it feels like, hey, that's Jeff Lebby figuring it out.
I think it was just this is how we have to play today.
Yeah.
Like I don't think Lebby's one of those that, like you say, we're going to lose my way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I think that he just said, I have to do this to stay in this ball game, or it's going to be 63-3. And it worked. I mean, I thought it was a great game plan. I mean, I'm sure he would much rather had won the game, and he didn't seem super thrilled after the game. But it seems to me that it was just this is the game plan for today.
There you go. Also from Don, run blocking has come a long way since week one. Any chance this group starts to gel and cleans up the pass protection going forward? Also, does Brian have any eligibility left? I have eligibility, but I would go defense. I don't think I've got the movement to play on the O-line anymore. I could plug up the middle for a couple plays, though. I could play nose guard.
I could not do anything.
Oh, speaking of that, and this will be on tomorrow's show, my interview with Sam Purcell. But apparently, he was talking about they have a conditioning exam, a conditioning test you have to pass.
Mm-hmm.
And he said you had no chance to pass it.
What?
He told me I had no chance either, but you said he said with you, no chance.
He just called me out like that?
Well, I asked him about it. I said, you know, could Robbie? He's like, oh, no. But he did say he loves you and that you're his guy. But
well, he's 100% correct.
Yeah, I know. He said it's mental. It's like once it's in your head, it's over.
Yeah, if you gave me like a couple of weeks to prepare, I think I could. Mm-hmm. But at this stage where, you know, my exercise is just walking a couple of miles a day, nah, I probably couldn't do it. Nah, dog.
I hear you. Let's see here. Reed Sweeney. Why do we say I'm in the car, but we say I'm on the plane when we're actually inside the plane just as much as we're inside the car? Reed, this is why I like the rumblings. Sometimes people just come across brilliant thoughts. This is one of them. Because if you're on the plane, that means like you're just like on the outside, right?
Yeah.
Like if you told if one of your kids, if Natty got up on the truck, you'd be like, you're on the truck. Get off the truck.
Yes.
But you're not in the truck.
You're not.
But if you're on the plane, you're in the plane. It doesn't make sense. This is up there with like driveways and parkways.
Do you feel like some people say that they're in the plane, or is it universal?
I have never said I'm in the plane. Hey, where are you? I'm in
like
the plane.
On a plane.
I'm on the plane. I'm on a plane.
On a plane.
Exactly.
I don't know. I've never thought of it. We just say things. We don't know what they mean. We just say things.
Correct.
I don't like when people say we're being slanderous for saying Mississippi State's defense isn't
good. Well, we're past that.
Are we?
I think so. Jay in Baltimore.
I'll never forget.
Jay in Baltimore. It is certainly hard to tell the story of baseball without Pete Rose. With yesterday's passing of Charlie Hustle, you get the controversial question of yes or no to the Hall of Fame. I've always said yes. I say the yes for Bonds, too. It's ridiculous that the sport of baseball, the all-time hit leader and the all-time home run leader, are not in your Hall of Fame. It's a museum.
Well, here's the thing to me, like, what did he do wrong that affected his play on the field?
Mm-hmm.
Because it obviously didn't affect it too badly because he's one of the greatest hitters of all time.
Right.
So, to me, if what he did, the gambling, if it affected what he did on a day-to-day basis,
right,
then yeah, I think that's a problem.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Mark McGwire is not the player that he is without steroids.
Right.
I argue against Barry Bonds mm-hmm. because he was already a great player before he got on steroids.
Right.
He just became a different type of player.
Yeah.
I think he would have been in the Hall of Fame without steroids.
He would have. His career could have ended in 1993 and he would have been in. Yeah.
But because Mark McGwire was known for home runs, Barry Bonds was one of the best base stealers in the entire MLB, and he did so many other things. So, you know, I argue against that. There is no reason for Pete Rose to be left out of the Hall of Fame, and he will go in eventually. It's just a shame that it happens after he passes.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was that old.
I didn't either.
83?
Did you see there was a...
Is that how old he was? 83?
You know who Justin Vincent was? Played at LSU, was a tailback?
Yeah, yeah.
He tweeted out a picture. He had Pete Rose sign a copy of Sports Illustrated that he was on. He was on the copy of Sports Illustrated, and it says, Pete Rose, I bet on you.
That's awesome.
I was like, yes, that's awesome.
I guarantee you that's like his, that was his like sign.
Oh, yeah.
Like he just used that on everybody.
He might have. Ian Ladner, I moved to New Mexico and my work is having a potluck on Thursday. What appetizer and entree would you make to give a taste of Mississippi? I got an idea here. I mean, tell me what you think. Mm-hmm. I would make a Mississippi pot roast.
Yeah, that was
but instead of pepperoncinis, use some of those New Mexico chilies.
Okay. Maybe I was going spicy. Mississippi pot roast too, but I wasn't thinking outside the box.
I would tell you to get some catfish, but I don't know if you can get it out there.
It would be catfish, fried chicken. It would probably be catfish
you need
over fried chicken.
An appetizer?
Chicken.
Would you make like some pimento cheese?
Yeah. You know, deviled eggs.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a truly Mississippi thing, but I think it's a southern thing.
It's very southern, though, yeah. Those are some ideas.
Yeah, pimento cheese, probably.
My wife and I are car shopping. What are your must-have features in a vehicle these days? I am the most easy shopper. If I was looking for a car, all I really care about is, like, does it have Apple Play in the car?
Yeah.
Because I want to, you know, because I still have to use an aux cord.
I don't like the Apple Play.
Well, I just like being able to charge my phone and listen to music at the same time. That's all I really want.
Yeah. I'm not big on all the bells and whistles either. Yeah. I have the most basic F-150 four-door. But, yeah, it has to do with, like, making sure I can listen to music. That's pretty much it.
Yeah. Justin Holliday, you and I have been sent back in time with all the resources, knowledge, and info necessary to usurp Larry Templeton at the beginning of his tenure. What changes are you making throughout the years to change the destiny of state athletics? Well, I'll go ahead and tell you that when Emory Ballard quits, where we are hiring Steve Spurrier. That is happening.
There were a few situations where they could have turned the tide.
Yeah. We are knowing what we know now, we're gonna start a fund called the Maroon Fund for Excellence. It's like, what does that money do? Well, we're just gonna put it away for a rainy day.
That rainy day
is when NIL starts.
Yep.
We've been collecting money for 40 years. It's been sitting there gaining interest, and we've got $1 billion to spend. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah, and, you know, I probably wouldn't have been so – I probably wouldn't have just worried about the money side of things.
Yeah, I would
have. Outside of that.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't be worrying about, you know, how we could save a buck.
Yeah. Mangum Cafe, what did you think about Hayden the frat boy in this week's SEC Shorts video? I haven't watched it.
I haven't either.
Yeah, so we'll do that later. Why does MSU not sell their ice cream at athletic events? I think that's a production thing. They probably just can't produce enough to sell 50,000 people.
Yeah, it could be.
Why do people wash their chicken before cooking? Because they're dumb.
I've never done that.
Yeah, people who do that are dumb.
Not once.
Dalton Lee.
The only thing I've ever done is, like, pat them down.
You pat it dry.
So washing your chicken. I've never done that.
You know
what
that does? It actually makes it bacteria spread, because now you've got it in the sink.
Yep. They tell you not to do that.
Yeah, keep it on the cutting board. Dalton Lee, what seems like a cult but isn't actually a cult? The church across from my house has had their parking lot filled every day for the past week from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m., but I haven't seen anyone leave the building. Is there a plot to overthrow the world? The answer is first question. I was going to say Texas A&M, but that actually is a cult.
That actually is a cult.
What seems like a cult but isn't actually a cult? CrossFit.
CrossFit is a great answer.
Vegans?
Yeah.
Traeger?
I asked someone the other day, because my buddy Nathan, he's a huge CrossFit guy.
Yeah.
And I asked him the other day if that was a cult.
Mm-hmm.
But we have some listeners that are CrossFit people. I don't want to upset them.
Well, another one, DDP Yoga. Like, the people in that, like, they view Diamond Dallas Page as, like, a savior.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
He's their inspirational leader.
Yeah. Travis McCain asked, listen to the two coaches' interview got me thinking. They both talk about getting everybody, including on the offensive-minded players, locked in on defense. Rank these sports based on the importance of two-way players, baseball, basketball, soccer. So I have two thoughts on this, Robbie. Soccer is the answer for most important, right? Because how many 1-0 games do you really see in baseball, right? Soccer, 1-0 happens a lot. Good defensive teams win in soccer, period. That being said, a bad defensive baseball team is the worst thing on earth to watch.
Yeah.
Like, a bad defensive basketball team, if they're scoring, who cares, right? If they win 104 to 102,
nobody
cares,
the
right?
That's why the NBA is still
popular. But if you play baseball and you can't field the ball, that is the most frustrating thing to watch. I can't stand it.
It's tough.
So I'm going to, in the importance of two-way players, soccer, baseball, basketball. But bad defensive baseball is horrible to watch.
It's true.
A couple more here. Hunter Bolware, recently found out I'm getting a niece. What are some things I need to be prepared for as a new uncle? What I would tell you about being an uncle is this. Nobody tells you what to do. So if the kid's like, you know, hey, I want to get this candy, and mom says no, you don't have to listen to their mom.
That's right.
You can get the kid the candy. You can be the good guy in every situation. And then when it's time for the kid, you know, when the kid gets, you know, upset and antsy, they can leave.
Give it away.
You can leave. You can say, she's crying. Well, I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Done that plenty of times. I have a lot.
So, yeah. Why say no?
Nieces and nephews.
But it feels so good to say yes.
It's true.
Headed to Washington, D.C. tomorrow for the MSU. What are some of the most fun trips and experiences you had? while in school here. I never took a school-related trip in Mississippi State.
The only trip I think I took was to the Liberty Bowl with some friends. Like, we didn't go to games on the road.
Oh, I did road trips all the time, but they were
We went to...
School-related.
No, I didn't go to any school-related trips.
Yeah.
We went to... We went to the Georgia Dome for the SEC tournament when the tornado hit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah. I mean, I've been on a bunch of road trips. I think my favorite trip of all time with my friends, we went to New Orleans for the old Winn-Dixie Showdown?
Yeah.
That was a fun trip. Baseball, New Orleans, it was great. Last one from Winston. If college football added time for stoppages, like injury timeouts, how long would the average Ole Miss game last? They'd still be playing. The game from Saturday would still be going on.
Yeah. So,
they are the worst.
I am glad they don't do that.
Glad I didn't get hurt doing this show today. So, all right. We will, tomorrow's show, got our interview with Sam Purcell on there. We will talk to him, continuing the bye week blitz. Plus, we'll talk a little football on tomorrow's show. We haven't done that yet this week, so we'll get some football in there. Guys, have a great Wednesday, and we'll be back with you on Thursday. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.